What's good? What's good? I am back. One and only Paul Masson, live from Vietnam, live on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And waiting on, I guess, this is a reschedule. We were supposed to interview him last week and some things came up, but it's supposed to be coming on tonight. So we're going to give him a couple minutes. Click the link and then we'll introduce him. And we get right into the questions. Don't forget audio versions of all my podcasts. Go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. What up, Jones? I see the message you sent. Definitely take it easy. Let's see. Peace. Intro music is dope. Yeah. I like the intro music. I think it's dope. I'm gonna start switching it up though. I'm gonna definitely start switching it up. Let me get on my Gmail. Let's see if we good. Piff Penny, appreciate you. Team B Care Records, appreciate you. Tuning in on Instagram. Facebook and YouTube's a little slow right now, but you know, we gotta give time. People hit that, you know, to come in. That's why we hit that at followers and the at highlight. My bad, I'm fumbling my words. Let's see what we got. Let's go ahead and at highlight also. Let's see. Let me meta figure.
Here, you want a treat?
Yo, I'm on the live. She don't deserve a treat. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, so we about to bring on our guest. He's actually from one of my favorite hip hop groups. I think he might be the first artist out of Queensbridge that I've interviewed. I've interviewed a lot of Brooklyn cats and Bronx cats. But let's bring on the one and only Chiron, a.k.a. Solo, from Screwball.
What up, man? What's up, brother?
How you feeling?
Everything's Gucci. I'm feeling fantastic. You see, I'm out here in Dyckman in New York City.
Yeah, it looked like y'all got some nice weather there.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside. It's beautiful outside. It's the New York almost the fall coming, so we already got little jackets on and stuff like that, but it's beautiful.
It's still hot.
What's up with you,
it's
brother? Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, definitely been a fan through the years, man. Screwball is definitely one of my favorite groups when y'all came out, man. All y'all's production was dope. A lot of energy into the rhymes. But I want to start here, though. So, you know, I seen that you basically was in a duo with KL called Kamikaze.
Yeah, that's a
and,
fact.
You also was on Marley Marr's album.
Well, no. That was our album.
Oh, no. I thought I said you was
Marley
on
Marley Marr produced it.
Oh, okay, okay, that was y'all's album. Okay, I see what it
oh,
says.
Oh, I was definitely on the Marley Marr. Oh, yeah, I was on the Marley Marr, but that was just me by myself.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So how did it come about you started working with Marley Marr?
Easy Mo B.
Okay.
Well, I was going to Marley's house ever since I was a kid. So okay. I was there when he put the Isaac Hayes sample on Make the Music With Your Mouth Biz. So I was always going back and forth to Marley's house. So this is before I was old enough to rap. So I was probably like 12. And by when I was 13, I went to the encore of the Juice Crew tour. So okay. Biz let me rock his chain and everything, and it was on ever since then. I was just waiting to get old enough after that. So by when I got old enough, you know what I mean? I got my songs together. I put my little demo together and I caught up with Marley and I gave it to him. It was on ever since.
Now, Screwball is a group that was four members. Rest in peace to Hostile and KL, who passed away.
Yes.
Whose idea was it to form Screwball?
Well, Schoolboy was actually a person. That was our friend Louie. Yeah, that's Ty Nitti's. That's Ty Nitti's brother from the Infamous Mob.
Okay.
So, Louie and Poet was best friends.
Okay.
Back in the day. So, but we all, you know, we all love Louie. You know what I'm saying? Like me and KL, we was cool with him too. But when he passed away, you know, Poet always wanted to use, you know, let his name live on. So we decided to use his name for our group.
Okay, and that was actually going to be my next question. That's actually cool. So he passed away, and y'all decided to take his solo name and make it a group name, then honor him, basically.
Right. Exactly. That's how it happened.
That's dope.
The Kamikaze, dope. Poet came up with the Kamikaze name, too, for me and KL. Are you
sending? So, now, y'all guys become a group. How do y'all go about starting to get exposure at that time?
Well, Poet, you know, Poet was already, hold on, one moment. Let me put
you good,
on
you good,
for just
go ahead.
One second. Right. I got to tell this lady.
They only let me receive 500, but that's the max.
We can't do it there.
So
we can't
do
it.
Money order for the rest?
I'm listening. So, matter of fact, I come back to it. So listen, this is what happened. Me and Poet was already doing PhD, and I was already a solo artist, so I was already, you know, shopping my demo already, looking for a deal before that. So when I turned 18 years old, I was old enough to get my own studio time, and I got put my little demo together. That's how I had the demo for Marley. So Poet was doing PhD, and he made a record called Set It. It was the first time that we ever recorded together. So it was Poet, me, Hostile, KL, and it was on a PhD album.
Okay.
And that was the very beginning. After that, me and KL, well, I gave Marley my demo, and Marley called me up to his house. So when Marley called me up to his house, I called KL and Hostile up to come with me. So they was my men.
Okay.
So when I called KL and Hostile to come up with me, me and KL never recorded before. We never had no music or nothing. So me and KL just had a good chemistry. So we just started flowing. And Poe was like, all right, he gave us the name Kamikaze. And then Hostile, he just was on, he was like a silent member of Kamikaze.
Okay.
So Hostile is on the Kamikaze demo when we shopped our demo to get a record deal for Kamikaze. So Hostile was there ever since the very beginning with Kamikaze. So after with Kamikaze, we got signed to Warner Brothers. So after Warner Brothers, you know, they had went through the whole Dolores Tucker thing with the censorship and parental, you know, they had to slap the parental.
Yeah, yeah.
The stickers on the record.
Stickers, yeah.
Yeah. So when that happened, Warner Brothers just decided to opt out of the whole industry. They dropped out. So they cut off their whole urban music department. And we just happened to be, our album happened to be getting ready to come out at that very moment. So our album basically, it got shelved all the way up until a couple of years, last year. We put it out in Europe, finally.
That's crazy. And y'all were definitely not the cleanest of rappers.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we were... But we probably could have, you know, just kept it moving. But I think the Schoolboy, it was time to do Schoolboy at that time.
Okay.
So, you know, instead of doing, because, you know, normally we would have kept, you know, anybody else would have just, you know, did another album and kept it moving. But I think the tides was moving towards school. It was more Schoolboy's time to shine, to turn to gold. So that's why we ended up doing Schoolboy.
And then y'all get on Tommy Boy Records. Did y'all have other offers at the time?
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I can't talk about the Schoolboy deal experience because I was locked up when we got the deal. So, but I can talk about the Kamikaze experience. The Kamikaze experience is dope because when Kamikaze got a deal, it was Mobb Deep, Capone and Noriega, and Kamikaze, we was all at the labels at the same time. So when we turned down the penalty deal, and that's when CNN got that deal. we turned down Steve Rifkin and Mobb Deep got that deal. So we was all shopping at the same time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We would just leave one office and Mobb Deep would go into the office. We'll leave the one office and CNN would go in the office. So they'll leave an office and we go in the office. It's like we would be right behind, back to back, behind, you know, going and having meetings behind each other. And so we was all signed at the same time.
I was listening to the album again today, the first one, Y2K. And yes, the intro, something on the intro kind of made me, it stuck out to me. It gave me a feel of Onyx. I was wondering if they had any kind of influence on y'all guys.
Well, I can't say that.
I was just saying like the intro.
I can't say that it was like a direct influence, but we all Queens.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we all Queens and, you know, to be... Screwball and Onyx have a lot of similarities, but we a lot different also.
Yeah.
Because Onyx, you know, Onyx, they was like, you know, it was more like, you know, Fredro was like a barber, you know, they wasn't really like me. Screwball was kind of more like it's a little different without saying too much. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different. We was a little bit more, you know, active and doing things
in the streets. Like, yeah, in the streets. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, the sound of the music might have similarities, but the energy and the frequency is a little different. It's a little different. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but not to say that, it's not cut from the same cloth because we all Queens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, JMJ had his hand in that. And, you know, Poet and JMJ, they come from that same era. So it's like probably a lot of, we probably took a lot of the same roads. And that way, you know, it kind of made ourselves similar. But as a group and as, you know, individuals in the way that, you know, the inspiration of our music is totally different.
Now, y'all chose Y2K as the album. I remember around that time there was a conspiracy going on. Is that why y'all ran with that title?
Yeah, because, you know, during that time, it was a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And nobody knew what was going to happen, and we just didn't give a fuck. So, at the end of the... That's what made us name the album that Y2K, because we were the counterculture of that. We are the counterculture of that.
We lost your video for a second.
One moment. Okay, I'm back. Can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay, we were the counterculture. We were basically the counterculture of that. So while everybody is like, you know, running around trying to get things right, we was basically running amok. We was with the shit, so to say. So if it would have turned like into a shit show, like everybody thought it would have been right up our alley.
So y'all had this. You had the follow up album, Loyalty, released on Landspeed Records.
Yes,
and it says it peaked higher on the success wise. Do you feel like there was enough promotion put into the first compared to the second?
They said the second one peaked higher.
Yeah, Billboard wise.
Oh, I didn't even know that. You putting me on to something? Because we did. Yeah. We did. Billboard wise, do you have the numbers on it? Because I don't even know. That's crazy.
I mean, it said like for this one, it said it peaked at 185 on US Billboard's top 200, but number 44 on top R&B and hip hop.
Okay, so that's Loyalty.
Yeah,
and it did better than Y2K.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. That's good. I didn't know. I had no clue about that. Yeah, man. So
Do you feel like the promotion was the same for both albums?
Nah, I think the first album was more impactful.
I thought it was too.
I didn't think you just put me on to something I never knew, you know?
And yeah.
I would have never imagined that it would have been that. I would have never imagined that. I would have argued with somebody. You would have to show me the numbers. That's what I said. You got the numbers on that? Because that's kind of hard to believe. But, you know, it's been so long that since I've looked at the charts, you know, those albums are older than my kid, one of my kids. Those albums are grown men now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both grown. Pardon these ambulance sirens. You know this is New York.
You good? That just makes the interview authentic, man.
New York shit. You know they love to be loud out here. Unnecessarily loud.
Now,
but yeah, I would have never imagined that, bro. Thank you for putting me on to that.
Yep. Yeah, I always try to do as much research as I can, man, you know, when I do these interviews, so.
Yes, thank you for due diligence. I appreciate it.
Yep. So in 2004, y'all released a compilation, which was new and old material.
Right.
And go ahead. Were you about
to, but that wasn't like an official, you know, it's just some stuff we had put together.
Okay.
Yes.
But then, like 2008, you know, KL passed, Hostile passed in 2020. So I was wondering, I mean, do y'all still got like a lot of unreleased tracks that y'all can put out there and stuff still?
Yes, in 2008 we did another album in 2008. Okay. So what's up, bro? We had that album that never got released in 2008, and that album, you know, we pretty much. We'll still have it, but we don't know if it's ready to, you know, we may need to work on it a little something like that. So I, you know, I'll talk to the guys and see if, you know, if the world wants that, but it have to be like a demand thing. But me and Poet recently did Schoolboy Warriors EP, so okay. That's finished. So now we're gonna mix and release the Schoolboy Warriors EP. We got the Schoolboy Warriors record that we're about to start working. That record really heavy. So, you know, we're gearing up for the Schoolboy Warriors time now.
What about any solo projects for you?
My solo project, yeah, Kyron, a.k.a. Solo, is already. The Lit Boy project is coming.
Okay.
The EP is dropping at the same. Really, the Lit Boy EP, my solo EP, is dropping before the Schoolboy EP.
Okay.
So right now I got one record off the EP that's out already called Pusher. And that's the only song from the EP out, but I got other songs that's out, but those are not on the EP.
So I noticed something like on the first album, y'all had a lot of Queensbridge features, which Queensbridge usually has a lot of Queensbridge features. You think it was always a thing that artists in the same borough needed to work together?
Not really. Not really. You know, to be honest with you, it was just a thing that was happening at that time.
Okay.
So, you know, at that time, we just happened to all be working at the same time. So, you know, dudes would, you know, work, do records together. And, you know, that... A lot of times, you know, a lot of times we hang out and do songs and, you know, they end up being good. So and we just keep them and, you know, some songs went to some albums and the ones that we had done, I can't really speak on because they were done before I got home.
Okay.
So I wasn't really like, you know, too instrumental with those. The only one I could really talk on is the one with me and Biz, because that's the one that I came home and me and Biz actually did that record together.
God, now, do y'all got any tours coming up soon, too? Y'all got any tours coming up soon, too?
Yes. Yes. We get in the Schoolboy Warriors, the dates for the Schoolboy Warriors tours together. So we're going to do Europe. For Schoolboy Warriors, but for my solo, for Kyron, aka Solo, I'm going to be touring the whole East Coast. So I'm doing the East Coast this fall when this next single drops. So the Pusha single dropped already and it's moving, but I'm going to start promoting it now.
That's what's up.
Yes.
That's what's
yes.
up.
So I'll be on, and I'll be in the city near you from Maine to Florida from now until the winter time. Then after the winter time, come around for when, you know, the spring comes in, we'll be doing more of the international, more into the States.
Well, try to get to the Carolinas, man, because Vietnam, we in the Carolinas.
Yeah, y'all on the, y'all, I'm coming, I'm definitely coming to Fayetteville. Yo,
yeah,
I used
you know
to,
what
I used
it
to
is.
Get money in Fayetteville. Yeah. I used to be out there in Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Murkison Row, you heard?
Yep.
To the Merc.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Merc, everybody on the Merc, you know what I'm saying? Everybody I know, if y'all probably remember Total Package, but my cousin used to own NC Live. That's my cousin.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Spunk, Hype, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hype. He in the feds right now. So, everybody from Fayetteville, I know y'all remember Spunk. I know y'all
remember
Hype. Now,
we remember Spunk, man.
Show him some love. Show Spunk some love, you know what I'm saying? Because he need that. You know what I'm saying? And I know he put on for the town. So, you know, don't forget about the people like that. He like the Meech or the you know, of the town, of Fayetteville. And he put on heavy for Fayetteville. He loved Fayetteville with all his heart.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So I just want to shout out to Spunk so Fayetteville can remember Spunk. You know what I'm saying? Vietnam all the way. You know what I mean? Everybody, all my people at the hog plant. At the hog plant, you heard?
It's crazy you brought him up. I mean, because he's definitely a part of Vietnam history. And Fayetteville
and
knows
I want y'all to
Spunk
remember
is.
Him.
They
I
know
want y'all to remember
is.
Spunk. That's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? And I love him. And I love Fayetteville. Because of Spunk, I love Fayetteville. Because of Spunk, Fayetteville is always be have a part of my heart. Fayetteville, E-Town, you know what I'm saying? Redford, all the way out to Laurinburg, you know what I'm saying? You know, all the whole side of town, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Always, Elizabethtown, always going to have a piece of my heart. You know, Fayetteville, especially Fayetteville. Word, I remember Vietnam before it was Vietnam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when we was laying the groundwork down, and the brothers that's from out there, everybody from out there, you know that we got a Fayetteville and Queensbridge is a deep connection.
I didn't know that.
Deep connection. Deep connection. Mob Deep. One of Havoc's baby mothers is from Fayetteville. If you talk to people from Fayetteville, they gonna all tell you we got family in Queensbridge. That's our connect. That's how the Austins, my family, it's so many different families that have roots in Fayetteville.
That's crazy.
And I'm one of them. So this interview means a lot to me that I get to represent for Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always going to have that in my heart. You know what I mean?
Well, man, I ain't going to take up too much of your time. I know you out and about trying to take care of some business.
I'm good. This is my business with you. So shout out to the Merc again, you know what I'm saying? Because I miss y'all. I miss it out there, man. I got mad memories from down there. So I'm coming.
Well, let me ask you this. What's it like working with Premier?
Well, working with Primo is just like, you know, oh, man, it's like... Certain people really, 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 really love this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people really love it, but some people really love it. And Premier just happened to be one of those people who really love the game. So when you get to work with people like that who really love the game, it's just like, it's always an honor. You know what I'm saying? But Premier, he owed me my two solo joints. So, Premier, if you're listening to this, I'm telling you in front of everybody in Vietnam, give me my two joints, Primo. It's been 20 years now. It's time for everybody to hear solo on the Primo track by itself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you and Poet already got like two albums. Now it's my time to shine. And you already told me you was going to give them to me. So, unhand them. Young man.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure I'm going to have to make sure I manually clip that up and tag Premier in that so we can try to get you them two beats, man.
Yeah, chop that up so we could put some pressure on Preem to keep his word. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all we got is our word and our balls. You know what I'm saying? And it's my brother anyway. So, you know, let your little bro shine like he's supposed to.
Well, man, before
sure
I let you go,
make sure you chop that out real good so you can let him
yeah.
know.
Before we let you go, though, any shout outs you want to do?
Yes, I want to shout out to the whole Vietnam, the whole Queensbridge, everybody who's still out there. My man Short Teeth, you know what I'm saying? Or everybody who's still Monkey Man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who from Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who, you know, Missy, you know, I miss you, Missy, you know what I'm saying? She like my sister, you heard? And everybody else out there and all of the families out there. You know what I'm saying? Even with the new era, because, you know, J. Cole, he put it down for the Vietnam too. So, yep. You know what I'm saying? Everybody from the old school to the new school to every generation. I just want to shout out Vietnam and Queensbridge. Schoolboy Hoonhan for life. Kamikaze, you know what I mean? It's Chiron, a.k.a. Solo Time. So everybody who took the schoolboy ride, everybody who took the Kamikaze ride, take this ride with me, Chiron, a.k.a. Solo. Take the same ride with me, but now we're going to go a little deeper. You heard?
Well, I appreciate you taking time out. And you got my email, and I got your email. I also do music reviews, so if you got any songs you'd like me to review, please send them over anytime.
I will send the first one that we got out right now called Pusha. I'm sending that to you. The video's out. The song is out. I'm sending that to you. Because that's the one that's kicking off the EP. So let's get that review. Hopefully we get some good feedback from the people. You know what I'm saying? And then we get this thing going.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You do the same.
All right. Peace.
All right. One.
There you have it. Chiron Screwball. If you don't know who Screwball is, definitely Google him. The albums are crazy. The beats are always crazy. Energy is crazy. Interesting story how they got their name. Worked with Marley Marr. Worked with so many cats in the game. I mean, Cormega, MC Shan, Mobb Deep, Nature, Pete Rock, and many, many more. Shout out to everybody tuning in on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram as well. I know my phone been blowing up. Shouts out to my man, Mr. Jones, says salute. Much love, Solo. Shouts out to the real Infrarel, Caps 883, Piff Penny, appreciate you. Team B Care Records, appreciate you. Everybody tuning in on Facebook and YouTube, appreciate you. Tomorrow I got OG Millionaire and Max Payne Shorty. That'll probably be like an hour and a half long interview. Crazy stories, right? Like, this dude had deep connections into Fayetteville. I mean, he started naming streets and brought up Spunk, you know, and Spunk being from Queens definitely kind of makes sense that Queens has a, you know, a strong connection to Fayetteville. A lot of people that are real hip-hop heads know that Spunk helped fund Nas's career, if I'm not mistaken. And Nas definitely shouted out Spunk on the album as well. Spunk definitely is still locked up. He did used to have Total Package, which Big Cass, who I interviewed as well, was part of Total Package, and Fran D. So definitely part of Fayetteville's music history and just Fayetteville's history in general. I never personally met Spunk, but I think it was his brother, if I'm not mistaken. They said his name was Cappuccino, but Spunk owned a few clubs in Fayetteville, and no telling what else he was involved in as well. But like he said, Spunk was kind of like, I guess, one of the big meeches of Fayetteville, you could say. I mean, but, you know, like every town and every city, you know, there's always a big D-boy. There's no denying that. Let's see who else tune in. Okay. Well, we're about to wrap it up. Tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then Saturday, I'll be doing music reviews. Also, Sunday, I'll be interviewing my guy, Marcus Merck Suarez, a bare knuckle fighter from the BKFC. And be second interview with him. Just follow up with him, see what's going on. you know, and make sure y'all follow Paul Pinker Podcast, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, BitChute, Rumble, Millions.co as well. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Shouts out to Chiron, a.k.a. Solo Screwball, and hopefully you'll send me that song here soon, and we'll review it online for Vietnam Music Reviews. Appreciate y'all tuning in, and about to wrap it up with the outro piece, and I'm out.